But we've got all sorts of stuff going on in NFL free agency. The Eagles sign a backup quarterback this morning, Nick Foles. And so much going on with the Cowboys that we thought we would eavesdrop on Philadelphia All Sports Radio. It's always entertaining to see what they're saying about their team and, of course, our teams. So, Jer, let's tune in the All Sports station in Philly and listen to their morning show, The Touchdown Brothers.
So, I mean, you know, what else are you going to do about it, you know?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know either. You know?
What can you do?
I don't know.
All right.
That's what I'm asking you.
All right. Welcome to the Touchdown Brothers. For those of you just joining us, this is Down and Distance.
What's so funny?
We are the Touchdown Brothers. I don't know. You just had a funny look on your face.
I'm just listening to you.
Yeah,
go ahead.
I'm Jimmy Amendola. That's Tony Ragu. That's right.
Yeah.
We had a great 8 o'clock hour. We had the woman who does all of Ron Jaworski's ceramic work in his summer houses.
Yeah,
she was on to talk to us.
We
had
stuff.
A plumber who did a job for the brother of Randall Cunningham's fourth grade teacher. He came on, gave us some insider perspective on the Eagles rebuilding the defense.
Yeah.
We also had Mike Quick on to talk about Soda Weight Loss Center. So we had a great 8 o'clock hour.
Yeah, we're going to have a good one here, too, because we got a lot to talk about. Yeah.
What about these Eagles? Man, look, Peterson's assembled quite a team here.
Hey, Nick Foles is back.
Nick Foles just signed a two-year deal to back up Carson Wentz.
Yeah.
And is that not the greatest 1-2 punch since God and Jesus?
I'm thinking so. I know they got two quarterbacks better than anything they got in Dallas.
Hey, you know what it's time for, Tony?
What's that?
Facts Spot.
Yes! It's the time where we read your faxes and see what's going on out there.
That's right.
You electronically communicate with us via your fax machine.
I never have figured out how's a fax machine work.
I don't know.
You feed it into a machine, then it comes out on the other. How's that work?
Unicorn tinkle. I have no idea what the magic ingredient is.
Yeah.
All right, we get this one here. It says, "Hey, Touchdown Brothers."
That's us.
That would be us.
Yep.
I know it may sound crazy because you guys seem to hate him. But should we consider trading for Tony Romo or picking him up on the free agency market? He is a veteran who has tremendous numbers, and he could be gotten for a pretty cheap signed Dick in Philly.
I need my pills.
You're going to give Tony a heart attack here. Tony, do you want to take... You want to take this one?
This is so funny. The Eagles interested in Tony Romo? Why would the Eagles be interested in Tony Romo? Nobody else in the NFL is interested in Tony Romo.
Hey, at this point, it looks like Candace wouldn't even take it.
Hey, isn't that funny? I mean, Jerry, I think we're going to release Tony Romo. But he couldn't do it because that's his boy, right? He can't cut Tony Romo.
That's right. It's his boy.
It's his boy. I'll start crying if I cut Tony Romo. Oh, I got a better idea. Hey, let's trade him for like a seventh round draft pick and a kitchen sink. They can't even trade him. Nobody wants him. He's such a... Oh, it's even better. So the Romo family starts putting up these videos, right?
And Tony Romo said, hey,
Romo kid number one, throw to Romo kid number two. And so he throws it to it, and the kid starts, he drops it, and
he starts crying.
Hey, big
another
shock.
Romo incomplete pass.
Another Romo injury. Oh, the whole family sucks.
Please.
And then he puts out this other video. Thanks, Dallas fans, for all the memories there.
That's a great Tony Romo, by the way. That's a great Tony Romo.
I really appreciate it there. And, this is my wife. She loves me unconditionally.
She's the only one.
And I'm not so sure about that, Tony. What a bum. No one is going to try. I know. It's hilarious. It's the funniest thing that's ever happened in the NFL.
God,
the last
you're
week
killing me.
Is the funniest thing that's ever happened in the NFL. No one wants him. Take Tony Romo. No. Please. But I tell you what, I hope somebody does. Please, God, don't let him go to Fox. That's what we need, right?
God.
Another Cowboy announcer going, yeah, I think Dak Prescott's like the best thing ever.
Oh, please.
Jeez, who needs that?
All right, let's go to the phones now. Thanks for your facts, Dick in Philly.
Yeah.
Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Sal in South Philly. You're on with Down and Distance Touchdown Bottles.
Yeah, how are you two guys doing this morning?
Hey, we're doing all right, Sal. Doing good. Thanks for the phone call.
As you can probably tell, I'm pretty excited. I got some big news in my personal life. I don't know if you want to know about it or not.
And you what?
You said that kind of weird, didn't you?
In my personal life.
Yeah,
just watch it there.
All right, what do you got?
I'm going to have my first date tonight.
Okay.
All right. All right. That's a big thing. Sal. Yeah, okay. Sal. Yeah. Who's the lucky lady? I'm
32 years old, and my mother says that I need to start dating some women. So I got on that singles site, phillysinglesonly.com.
Yeah.
Tony uses it after it's the boss.
Yeah.
I had to kind of up my demographic to get any hits, but I'm going out tonight with a 67-year-old.
Not bad.
Hey. Grass on the playing field.
Oh, don't say that, man.
Yeah, I heard that right. You know, she's an Eagles fan, so I'm optimistic that this is going to work out and that I found my soulmates.
Good. You could find true love there, Sal.
Congratulations, Sal. Seriously, from us to you.
Hey, thank you to this guy. I really appreciate that.
Yeah, no problem.
I got two quick sports questions for you.
All right.
The NCAA tournament, you think Villanova is going to take it all?
No question about it. Repeat for Nova.
Yeah, you know that's right. And my other question, does Tony Romo suck or what?
Nailed it! All right, coming up next, Sean Bass from Dallas comes on to talk about the Lakers.
What the hell?
Let's tune it back in. I want to hear Sean talk about the Lakers.
Sean, you need to be concentrating on what's going on in this show.
Coming up here in about 5 minutes.
I'll roll on that interview for you. Don't worry.
All right. Well, there are the Touchdown Brothers from Philadelphia.